Amid a sharp rise in coronavirus infections and hospitalizations, Governor Baker is tightening up restrictions on some businesses here 2 months after loosening them. Starting this Sunday, restaurants can seat no more than 6 people at a table, down from 10, and he set a 90-minute limit on dining. Baker is also cutting occupancy rates at some businesses.
This includes gyms, libraries, museums, retail offices, places of worship, movie theaters, lodging.
Some critics say Governor Baker's actions don't go far enough. For more on this, we're joined this morning by Mark Drazen, head of the Metropolitan Area Planning Council, which has been coordinating with local officials in Eastern Mass on COVID issues. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Bob.
So you say Governor Baker's action here is insufficient. Explain why, Mark.
Well, first of all, it's welcome. We needed to take this action for a while, and I'm glad the governor did. But these actions probably would have been appropriate about a month ago when we clearly saw rises in the rates of infections and deaths. Right now, our rate of infection is so high, the rate of positive testing is so high that it's really necessary to go further.
Well, what other aspects of reopening should Governor Baker be rolling back right now, in your view?
Well, I think we ought to look at whether or not some of the places that have been reduced in occupancy should actually be closed, at least for a temporary period of time, particularly those locations where people are likely to sit for long periods of time or be for long periods of time without a mask, which is the greatest risk of transmission. For both the governor and local officials, however, the lack of funding for small businesses and their employees is a critical barrier. You need to give people a lifeline. We need to at least have a bridge until we get additional funding from the federal government. And I think that's really one of the most important things to focus on at this point in time.
But we know that the coronavirus economic relief package is simply stuck on Capitol Hill. It doesn't seem like the House and the Senate and the White House can work out a deal at all. So do restrictions need to go forward even without economic relief?
Well, first of all, I think things are looking a little better on the federal level than they were even a week ago. But there are some things we can do here. You know, we should look at the leftover CARES money that hasn't been allocated yet. We should give cities and towns the ability to spend their CARES money, money they've already received from the Commonwealth, for small business relief. The Mass Restaurant Association has also recommended a slight increase in the meals tax for a period of time so that the Commonwealth could float a bond in order to be able to provide support to restaurants.
Governor Baker's pointed out that economic shutdowns have disproportionately impacted low-wage workers, workers that are also at a high risk for the pandemic. What are you hearing from local officials about that and about how to support those who might lose work in the shutdown?
These folks, they don't just need sympathy from public officials. They need support from public officials. I think we all need public officials to do the right thing, to implement the kind of restrictions that are called for by the current level of infection, and to provide the kind of financial support that small businesses, their employees, tenants possibly facing eviction, and others really need. We're not looking at a year or two of supports. We are looking at probably more like 6 or 8 months. And for the state, really just 4 to 12 weeks to get us a bridge to the point in time when the federal government will begin to provide meaningful support and relief.
As head of the Metropolitan Area Planning Council, let me ask you this. Why don't cities and towns take action on their own? You know, when it comes to schools, many have moved to remote learning, despite Governor Baker's urgings to open schools. So why do they need the governor to make this decision on rolling back? Why don't they take these decisions into their own hands and be tougher than Governor Baker has been in the last day?
Well, first of all, a number of them have. Even today, we have a number of cities and towns whose restrictions are certainly tighter than the state guidelines that existed yesterday. Also, we have very small towns and cities in Massachusetts. If you don't know what your neighbor is going to do, it's extremely difficult to close businesses on your own. We really need to do this together as a team. Either a large number of municipalities have to come together and do it as a group, or preferably, I think the Commonwealth needs to come together. If we can see somewhat tighter restrictions, nobody's calling for a shutdown, but rather a rollback accompanied by a financial aid package, I think that's the best way to curb the rate of infections, to reduce this tragic number of deaths, and to support our businesses and their employees through until the time when hopefully everyone is vaccinated and we can look in the rearview mirror at COVID.
Mark Drazin, head of the Metropolitan Area Planning Council, thanks very much for speaking to Morning Edition today.
Thank you, Bob.